apricot, coral, peach, and pink.
Just a few of their delicious colors.
Blooming again and again.
Now through fall.
Easy growing, sun loving.
Part ground cover, part miniature rose bush.
Drift roses, you'll love them.
Easy to maintain.
For spaces big and small.
Group or mix them with shrubs, perennials.
Just part of what's waiting for you.
At Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Helping you grow like a pro.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
What do you see outside that window this morning? You're having your cup of coffee or your cup of tea, and you're looking outside at that patio, that balcony, that yard. What is on the list? I know sometimes it's a matter of just walking around that area to find out what is on your list, but it's a fun list. I love nurturing and adding something new or helping something that's maybe struggling or calling into the show at 281-833-3333. If you don't know what to do, you know, I mean, that's what the Home Show Garden Pros is here, and that's what we're all about. It's a mystery, and we're doing this together. And I think that's what's so enjoyable and stimulating, is that we can make these beautiful gardens and landscapes and enjoy them. So the hands-on is super fun.
You know, you said, what do you see when you look out the window?
Yes.
I see ragweed.
Well, I'm coughing ragweed.
Oh, gosh. You know, driving from Katy to where I live in Brookshire, it's Ragweed Central on Highway 90.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know what ragweed looks like, it was named ragweed because it looks like dirty rags laid on top of branches, according to our pioneer forefathers. And if you look, you'll see these shrubby bushes with ugly gray flowers.
Yes.
And that's ragweed.
Oh,
and I swear,
okay,
if we could get ragweed out of Houston, I would be a happy person.
Okay, so
oh my gosh, it's just everywhere. Yeah. And it grows in my the forest. I live in a forest. And it's easy to pull up when it's young. It just comes right out of the ground.
But so, when you pull it up, you're spreading all of the...
No, if you go in the spring.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, every spring I try to get as much as I can. Slowly but surely, I'm reducing what I have in my acreage.
Yes.
But, oh, I just really hate ragweed. It's
yes,
the worst.
Well, and I think people are a little trigger happy, you know, because they get a sniffle and they're worried about other things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of it right now is allergies that we're running into, thank goodness. So everybody stay healthy, but it's, you know what? I'll take my sniffles because I'm still going to spend my time outside as much as I can and plant. So yeah, ragweed is a big deal here in this time of year.
If you go out early in the morning, the pollen hasn't gotten into the air as much.
Oh.
And you won't get as... I mean, it hits me in my eyes and my ears worse than the sniffles. So,
okay.
Yeah, you don't... It won't hit you as bad, so...
That's interesting. Early mornings, and that's a lovely time to go out.
It is.
Any time of year, actually.
Yes.
Well, Anita, when we return from the break, we're going to talk with Mike. So, Mike, hang on, and we will... Home Show Garden Pros will return in a minute.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. She is here in the studio, so you can reach her at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we have Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Let me real quick take out speaker.
Okay.
Sorry
about that. No, that's fine.
So I have a question. I planted a better bush tomato plant maybe 3 weeks ago, and it just turned yellow and all the leaves fell off. But it started out with a flower, you know, that was going to be a tomato, and then it just seemed to not do very well.
Hmm.
When did it turn yellow? Did it turn yellow when we had that cold 39 degrees?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, actually, around that time.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 weeks ago is a little late to be planting a tomato. You actually want to plant them around August 15th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's and then in the spring, you actually put, I'm saying actually too much. In the spring, on February 15th is the day to plant your tomatoes. You may get a freeze after that, but you can protect them by covering them. That's when we plant them here in Houston.
So August 15th and February 15th.
February 15th, yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great, thank you. One more question, if
you
don't mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess from the freeze in 2020, well, actually, no, I'm sorry. It's just this recent drought. My backyard, I didn't water, and so the grass is very sparse. I've never had it look quite this bad, but it's always come back.
Uh-huh.
Any idea? Will it come back?
I don't think so. I did the same thing, and I thought it would come back, but I was wrong. It's not coming back.
Really?
Around the edges underneath the tree where it stayed moister, there are little trails of St. Augustine creeping out. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to do. I might leave it and see what happens. It's not where anybody can see it. I don't know.
Yeah. I've watered my front yard, so it's fine, but the backyard's like a desert, but there are some patches.
Yeah.
So I don't,
you know what I was thinking of doing? Yeah, I was thinking about putting the Nature's Way compost in the areas where the grass still lived and then slowly moving it out as the grass was growing. And
yeah,
I don't want to go through the, and I'm sure you don't want to go through the labor of pulling all that up and replanting sod.
Right.
So I'm going to just see what happens.
Yeah.
my other thought was, if y'all don't mind, my other thought is just the areas, because there are, and I have a really big backyard, it's like 300 feet wide and 100 feet deep, but there still are areas where there's grass. So I was thinking maybe just put down some crushed granite and bull rock and maybe just growing some plants that don't take so much water.
Well, the thing is, if you've listened to our show, you'll know that once you get St. Augustine established, it doesn't need as much water as we're led to believe. So you can go either way, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could create a little habitat for some native plants back there in some areas. Mm-hmm. But like Anita said, if you see any of the green areas, that's a great hint about putting in, you know, sprinkling on, layering on the Nature's Way leaf mold compost, which is, I don't know if you've ever used it, but I mean, you can feel how healthy it is when you put that on the grass. And then,
I haven't used it, but I actually just drove by Nature's Way.
Oh my gosh.
I use MicroLife.
Oh my goodness, you can buy it in bulk. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, it's great. And put that on the green areas.
Yeah.
And then as those green areas expand, keep nurturing the green areas.
Yeah.
Great.
And then you'll make your lawn more drought tolerant as well.
Yeah. It's going to be good on many levels. So good luck with that.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Uh-huh. Thanks for the call. I love the leaf mold compost because I don't know if we've got some consistent listeners out there. They've heard me talking about our city leaks.
Yes.
I mean, in the last 4 months, we are associated with 4 properties. I mean, the office, the house, my parents, and there was something else that we had leaks.
My goodness.
City leaks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been doing a lot of Humates Plus after they dig it up because of all of that clay. So Peter told me put the Humates Plus before they come and, you know, resod. And that has been great. But then the leaf mold compost I've used because sod just doesn't grow evenly. You know, the patches of sod, at least for me, they don't. Mm-hmm. And I'll nurture the green spots and it looks really good. You know, I'll go and kind of pound them down because, of course, it's lumpy and bumpy and I have to fill it in with something, some topsoil. But it's just a process.
It is a process.
Yeah. So thanks for that information from Mike. I hope that helps because you're right. Who wants to pull it all up and start all over?
I don't.
Yes. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and you can reach us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
1 inch doesn't sound like a lot, but size really matters when it comes to gutters. 1 inch doubles the water flow carried away from your foundation and landscaping. That's why Custom Gutters offers seamless 5, 6, or even 7-inch gutters with gutter cover options for leaf protection installed with a lifetime warranty and lowest priced guarantee. Choose from over 100 colors to match your fascia and trim. Tom Tynan trusts Custom Gutters. You can too. Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Beautiful yards start with Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycler and manufactures their own premium hardwood mulch. They are family-owned since 2009. If you live south, you need to visit Sienna Mulch for your life and lawn. So you can choose from a variety of mulches. They have pine, cedar, black, red, black velvet, and ground wood chips. They have soils. They have sand. They have compost. They have gravel. And they have stones to choose from. Sienna Mulch also carries all your favorite fertilizers and plant foods. And they have landscapers tools. So you can go in and you can get all of your products. Plus, you can get your tools for all of your projects. They also deliver. So they are in Rose Sharon. And you can go buy Sienna Mulch. So much more than mulch. Find out more at homeshowgardenpros.com. Sienna Mulch.
Top of the morning to everybody. This is Anita and Sandy at Home Show Garden Pros, 281-833-3333. And we have a question from Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning. A couple of grass questions. I've got brown grass, but I'm not sure it's brown patch because I don't have the round. I've got a section that's about 10 by 30 in my front yard that's all of a sudden decided to turn brown. And it looks like it's kind of spreading, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that you're going through that. And if it's brown patch, of course it's going to be round, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. So it can't hurt to treat for brown patch because you're fertilizing everything and adding beneficial fungi at the same time. But it could be other things that, what's that one that Sherry talks about, the gray? There, I forget what it was, but I'd go ahead and treat it as if it were brown patch.
Okay.
Because it will, even if it isn't brown patch, you're going to improve the soils. And anytime you improve the soils, the plants are going to grow better anyway.
Okay. And what do you, what's that treatment?
It's called brown patch.
It's MicroLife. Okay. Mm-hmm. MicroLife produces it. You can get it at any of the Homeshore Garden Pros and even in other locations.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's in a big bag, a white bag with brown writing, and it says brown patch on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's MicroLife, and it's all organic, and it's not just a treatment, but it is a nurturer.
A nurturer, yeah.
You know, it helps your soils also, so it's not going to hurt it, which is really...
So go ahead and treat it like brown patch. Okay, I've got another spot, and I've noticed a few yards in the neighborhood that seems like the same thing has happened. Mm-hmm. I don't have as big a problem as other people, but I've got about a 3 by 10 to 15 strip along my driveway, and that grass, it browned first, but now it's just died down to the soil, and there all it is just soil left, and I've noticed a few yards in the neighborhood that had the same thing.
That could be chinch bugs because they often show up right near the concrete. They love the heat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what about some compost treatment, or what should they do for that area? Because is the soil hard in that area?
Yeah, it's kind of hard and cracked.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It definitely needs some help.
Yes. I was also thinking... how high do you mow your grass? Do you have St. Augustine, and how high do you mow it?
Well, it's a yard service takes care of this whole neighborhood, and it's shorter than what you all say. It's lower than 4 inches, I can tell you.
I saw that happen with my neighbors. He had a beautiful lawn, and they hired a different crew. And now brown is spreading everywhere because they have mowed that grass way too low.
Okay.
And that's a problem. That's a problem with all these mowers. They all tend to – the guy who comes to my house, I still have to
get him
to raise up the deck on his lawnmower.
Yeah.
Right.
And
No, they come through here in one fell swoop. Mm-hmm. Everything's all the same. They weren't all looking the same.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure it's way less than the 4 inches.
And also, I think we had a dry year, and you can get away with mowing lower in a typical summer in Houston, but not this summer.
Right, because it was just charring it.
Mm-hmm.
So in those brown areas along the side, Anita, tell me if this is correct, but I get that hard soil in some of the edges, and I have added the compost. Is that going to help with that soil area, my leaf mold compost?
Compost always helps, yes.
Okay. Does he need
to... What'd you call it? Moss leaf compost?
Yes.
Leaf mold compost.
Nature's Way.
Yeah. It comes in a bag. It's lovely. You're going to love the feel of it. Now, what about humates?
Would John have that at his place?
Oh, absolutely.
It is
He's the one who makes it.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's close to me, so
yes.
I could do that. Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You said it's bare soil.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely put new sod down.
Oh, okay.
On top, on top of leaf mold compost and Humates Plus.
Okay, because the Humates Plus is going to
break up the clay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Humates.
So will the compost.
Well, would you have to dig it out? I mean,
no. That's why I said resod it, because the sod will hold it all into place.
Okay, but should you dig the old soil out, or?
That's up to you, but I personally wouldn't.
Okay.
It won't hurt anything to dig it out, and you got a lot of energy that day, go for it. But otherwise,
okay.
No. Yeah.
So new sod, and then leaf mold.
Compost. And
Humates. Compost from Nature's Way, and then Humate Plus?
Yes, Humates Plus. That's a MicroLife. You can also get that at John's.
John would have that, too.
John would have that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can take
very
a picture
good.
To them, you know, also, because I don't know if you need sod or plugs. Right?
I do sod. You want to hold it into place.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. You want the heavier. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And tell your lawnmower guy to raise his lawnmower deck.
Well, good luck on that.
Yeah, I know. I know. They don't understand a lot of times.
But you would
When this driveway patch turned brown, I went out and I just raked all of the dead grass out of there.
That's good.
That would help.
Yeah.
And then I watered it, but... It didn't. Nothing came back.
Yeah.
But there's some yards in the neighborhood that's much more severe than what I've got along my driveway, and it looks like the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that service needs to understand if they want it to look all the same, it's all looking the same dead. So maybe they need to make some adjustments, you know? I mean, maybe they could
get them.
Maybe they could be educated a little about how that soil and height of the grass works. Well, thanks for your call, Bob. I hope all this, you know what? I think you're on the right track.
Okay, I appreciate y'all's help. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. When we return, we'll talk to Sharon.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We may not be feeling the cool temperatures of fall just yet, but they're getting close. One easy way to make our wait more pleasant is by surrounding ourselves with the cool colors of fall. We have dianthus, petunias, marigolds, snapdragons, crotons, and more. Come on out and see what's new. This is the time of year when lawns start to have problems. There's brown patch and sod webworms and chinch bugs. Everything's out to get your lawn, but we've got all the cures you need. Come on out and see us if you're having problems. We've even got fresh replacement sod if your grass is taking a beating so far that it won't come back. Both of our nurseries offer just what you're needing to get planting. Plant, seed, soil, compost, fertilizer, pots, and more. This is just the beginning of a fun gardening season and lots of fall and winter meals made better with your own fresh produce. Make it a family affair, and you might even discover new vegetables that your kids will eat because they grew them. We're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday and Sunday 10 to 4. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, and Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with the latest happenings. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Anita.
Thank you for listening. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we have Sharon on the line. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about making a wildflower area. And I have a long strip. I have bluebonnet, coneflower, Dutch Irish, daffodils, and wildflower seed. Is this the time to plant them?
Nice. Yes, it is.
Yay.
Yeah.
What about the iris and the daffodils? You, if you read about them, there's conflicting as far as when and depth and getting them cold and all that stuff. Do we have to do that here?
Not with daffodils. But with tulips for sure and hyacinths, and they'll only bloom 1 year, and then they're not going to make it through our summertime. They don't like it.
What about the little Dutch iris?
I don't think so. Dutch iris, no. But there are other, the Louisiana irises, which will come back every year, and they stay evergreen through the winter.
Yeah.
And there's been some success with some people with bearded irises. There's being work done so that we can have a southern bearded iris. I hope so. I really love those.
I have one that I've nurtured it. It's made it through 3 or 4 years. So it's
yay
doing
for
well.
You! Yes.
Yeah.
I miss them.
You don't want to fertilize or anything at this point with wildflower seeds.
No.
Just dirt.
Yes.
Right?
Now, what kind of dirt? Is there something, Anita, that we should be?
I have a topsoil that I brought in. It's got a little bit of compost in it, but it's mainly just soil to spread out. Which I did yesterday, a pickup load. So that's
yes,
all I have.
And after you put out your seed, you want to put soil over top of them to hold them into place. They don't need that in nature, but you've made this bare area, so you need to cover it again with some soil so okay, seeds don't get taken away by birds or blow away.
Yeah, because a lot of things said they needed the sunlight to germinate. So
just a light layer over the top
real
of the
light,
seeds.
Yes.
Just so they don't blow away or get eaten by birds.
But, I mean, the skankier the soil, the better. I mean, where do you see these plants growing? They're growing on the dirty, horrible sides of roads.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
How fun. And this is your first year to have this wildflower area?
Well, I've had the blue bonnets and the coneflowers in areas for a while. So I've collected, I have about a 5-gallon bucket of bluebonnet seeds and so on. So the wildflower seeds I had to buy.
Yeah.
So. Very fun. Well, good. Well, good luck with that.
Now, I hope we have a good winter lots of cold to break the dormancy on those bluebonnets.
Yes, now, and when y'all were talking about the peach tree, after that severe cold, this is the first year we actually had peaches on our trees.
Yeah.
So they need those cold hours, some of them.
Did you know that peach trees are not native to America? They were brought here by the Spanish, and the Indians started cultivating them so that when the British and Americans started coming over, they discovered peaches growing here, but they actually came from Spain.
Mm. Wow, that's great. Well, very fun. Well, thank you.
I got to get up and start planting.
Great. Alrighty. Thanks for your call, Sharon. Now, one thing that you mentioned, or she asked about fertilizing now, and you said no. So when should we fertilize any wildflower seeds that we may be putting out?
Never.
Oh, really? No, so in the spring, we don't need to sprinkle any? Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, that's fun. That seems like going back to, I think it was Bob who said that he had that one area that he was thinking about maybe just forgetting his grass and, you know, having growing some sort of
wildflowers
or something. That's a great idea. You know, if you've got a patch of grass that just, you know, you have had trouble with and you don't want to resod that particular area, that would be a fun project.
Yeah. I had an area that I just threw wild seed into, but it was topsoil they brought in. It had a lot of organic matter in it. So the only thing that really came up and did well was cosmos. But they got to be 10 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness.
Never seen them that tall before.
They were
crazy.
Happy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. And that was from seed?
That was from seed. I just threw it out there. I didn't do anything to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun. Now, earlier we were talking about the native plants.
Yes.
And I looked back on the list that Mary had sent me and that you brought with you.
Mm-hmm.
There is this fun one called a skeleton leaf golden eye. Well, that is perfect for this time of year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's one of those daisy-like flowers that's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of native daisy-like flowers all over Texas.
And you'll see them just in areas.
Yes, you'll see these tufts, I guess you could explain how they look.
But the grass is kind of thin that it grows on, right?
Leaves are skinny.
Yeah, skinny.
Skinny leaves.
They're sort of flowing. I mean, they look really pretty in an area that's, you know, that you want free flowing.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them skeleton-y, though, but that's okay.
I know, but isn't that interesting? Skeleton leaf, golden eye. Well, I definitely call it golden eye.
Yes, golden eye for sure.
But that's a fun plant to have because I know I've told Peter comes out occasionally to help me out in my yard from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And I always remind him, I'm like, you know, I don't like heavy structured items. I like fluffy and native-y. I just like that look. And sometimes I need help, you know, in different areas. If I've messed something up, I come to y'all or go out to Sherry and show her a picture and pick up my good stuff from John. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and Anita is here taking your calls from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And you can reach her this morning at 281-833-3333. And we have had such good calls. We've talked about grasses, and we've talked about different flowers. Now, what we haven't talked about is our gardens and what we can grow in our gardens now, because this is a great time for herb and veggie gardening. So when we return, Anita and I are going to talk about our herb gardens after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. This is a great time for us to get out our muscles and put out some brown patch for the fall, to curb what has happened to our grasses during the summer. So brown patch is from MicroLife, and it's 5-1-3. It's all organic fertilizer. It contains disease-fighting bacteria and fungi. It's the good guys that you're putting back in your lawn. And this is by MicroLife, and it's called brown patch. It adds billions of beneficial microbes to your lawn, so it's not going to hurt it or burn it. Your yard and landscaping are hungry from fighting this summer's heat. So feed it with MicroLife organic fertilizers. You can add MicroLife liquid organics or MicroLife MicroGrow. Deliver the highest nutritional value possible to our lawns and gardens. You'll never burn your plants or your lawn with MicroLife. All organic and safe for you, safe for your children, and safe for your pets. For healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, find MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. Find your neighborhood location at MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita and Sandy. We're Home Show Garden Pros, and we're here to answer your questions. Call us at 281-833-3333.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Anita, for being here this morning. We have had great calls, and we are learning. I'm learning so much, like I always do from you guys. Appreciate you being here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And let's remind everybody that next Friday, the 28th of October, is going to be, what do you call the evening? Is it one of your friends and family nights?
We call it friends and family night.
Okay. Yeah. So friends and family night, and you have these a couple of times a year.
Yes.
And this one is a costume one. Bring your kids.
Wear your costume, you adults and children.
Yes.
And they'll have door prizes, and we'll have trick-or-treating. And we have food. We're doing chili this year.
I'm excited
live music.
About that.
And we're going to bring a TV and have the Astros game playing too.
So there is all sorts of activities and treats for everybody. And if you don't have a costume, you can come anyway, because I'm thinking that my Charlie is not going to come in a costume.
I know. I'm not. If I want to wear a costume, I want to wear a good costume. And to have a good costume, you want to spend a lot of money.
I know.
It seems ridiculous to spend a lot of money on a costume.
Right.
So
unless it's for your kids, you know, and that's always fun.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
That's always lots of fun. Uh-huh. Well, I told Anita earlier this morning that I did get a little a t-shirt and a little headband. So I'll have some spirit in me, some Halloween spirit in me. And we've got some fun little giveaways, and can't wait to see folks and walk around the nursery. I mean, I'm there quite frequently, but there's always something new at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And don't forget about those water gardens. If you don't want to jump into doing a pond, you can start off small, and you can have a nice, quiet little bubbly back there, you know, a disappearing fountain. If you want to try that out at first.
That's what I have. I have a bubbling fountain, and my dogs drink from it.
Oh, I know. Our teddy bear does.
Yes.
If we're out there for a while, he'll drink on the side.
I never worry about, I don't have a dog bowl.
Yeah.
Don't need to.
Yeah.
And the birds also drink from my, because I have a real flat one.
Okay.
So the water flows over a flat stone, and that is, birds love that type of watering hole, so to speak, for a bird.
Because I think mine is not as attractive to the birds, because it's just, it's the pot.
Yes.
And they don't have really a landing spot.
You haven't seen mine yet, Sandy.
Yes.
Charlie will hate me if you see mine, because you're going to want one. Like,
okay, well,
I have.
Point it out to me. Point it out to me when I come on Friday.
Yes.
You know, what it would be like.
Yes. And my dogs actually stand on it and drink from the bubbling thing.
Well, you have humongous dogs. They are adorable.
Yeah.
Well, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
When you want to add something to your backyard and you're
hey,
just
if
not
you don't
sure,
want to put a water bottle over for your dog.
Right, exactly.
This is the perfect thing.
And even if you have a small space, you know, mm-hmm. a patio.
Yes.
You can put these on patios, uh-huh. which is so nice. It really brings relaxation.
Well, there is a practical function
yes.
for it.
Yes.
And in fact, one of my neighbors bought one for this exact reason. It drowns out the sound of traffic.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
So there is a, it's not just decorative, it has a practical application mm-hmm. as well.
And it's good for us. Mm-hmm. I can feel my blood pressure go down when I sit and I just watch it. It is so nice. And we moved ours actually closer to our bedroom now.
Oh, you did?
Which I uh-huh. so love. I'm like, uh-huh. oh my gosh, what a great... And it was actually Charlie's idea.
Yeah, my brother and his wife's a physician.
Uh-huh.
And they did that because yeah. it helped her sleep at night.
Yeah. It's
physicians have tough jobs.
Right, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So, you know, all sorts of things to choose from at Nelson mm-hmm. Nursing Water Gardens and the Friends and Family Night next Friday, beginning at 5:30.
Yes.
So, you know, grab your family on your way home from work and head on out there and we'll see you there. And lots of things to buy and lots of ideas to
and
get.
That's why we're having on a Friday night, because if you're going out of town, you're yeah. heading west, just yeah. stop for us for a couple hours and then keep going on your weekend.
Right.
Getaway.
Yeah, what a great way to start the weekend.
Uh-huh.
It'll be lots
yes.
of fun. So I'm glad, Joe. I always put those friends and family nights on the calendar. They're mm-hmm. so much fun. We were talking about that we would touch on gardens. So I'm getting a signal from here, from our board op, that we got to take a break. But when we get back, let's talk about our gardens. What can we get in those gardens to grow veggies and herbs? So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll be back after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Sandy. We are on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I have been blessed to have Mary. Well, Mary's here with us too, probably.
She is, in spirit. I know she's listening.
That's right. Well, Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and it is definitely a family affair.
Yes.
You've got Anita and Ralph, and then you've got Peter and Mary, and you have in-laws who are working
here.
And Carrie yeah. and Eddie, and
yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
everybody's related,
yes.
so it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. Mm-hmm. And Anita, we have got another caller on the line. We've got Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good.
Great. I have two questions. The first one is, I have a section of yard that had some big understory shrubs, pitiforms, that overgrew, and I had them, they froze and died in the freeze, and I had them pulled out, and I want to put some sod back there this fall if possible. What should I do to prepare the ground? It's basically has just been like pine needles and dead leaves, and it never has really had any preparation done to it.
Wow, that's great. I mean, it's not great you lost your pittosporum. I lost mine too. But it sounds like you already have a lot of organic matter that's decomposing in that spot.
Hmm.
But I wouldn't lay sod on top of it. I'd rake it off to the side, and then I'd do already composed compost, which would be Nature's Way compost. And then I'd also use the MicroLife 624 and then put the sod on top of that.
Great. Mm-hmm. I will do that. And
yes.
it's okay to do the sod this time of year?
Yes, it's fine. They've got about great. 6 weeks before it gets so cold that the plants, they're going to go into dormancy.
All right, great. And the other question, I have two chive plants that I've had for several years, but this is the first year they've actually bloomed, and now they have seeds. Two questions about it. Will my plant die off like some herbs do, and can I replant those seeds?
Yes, you can replant the seeds. I can't honestly answer that question about chives, but I think they're a bulbous plant, and if that's true, they'll probably come back.
All right. If not, I have seeds to replant.
You
okay,
sure do.
Great.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, that's
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, good. Thanks for your call, Tony. Well, that's fun. Another question about the replanting the sod.
Yeah.
And, you know, we go back to the leaf mold compost, MicroLife, and lay that sod
Well, you're
down.
Guaranteed success if you do that.
Yeah. I mean, you can, and it's multiple use.
Because the roots are, the grass is going to know that there's something yummy underneath of it, and those roots are going to go down there looking for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, good suggestion. Thanks for the call, Tony, and I hope she has a good weekend. Now, she mentioned chive plants. And I had mentioned before the break, gardens.
Or, yeah.
Okay, so I have my raised garden, and I love lettuces, of course. Now, talk to us about gardens. If there's someone new into gardening, and they want to plant some veggies, what can they do right now?
Veggies, they can do anything from the cabbage family.
Okay.
Which is... it's called the cruciferary family because the flowers make a cross, crucifix cross.
Yes.
And it's cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. Why am I drawing? You know, the cauliflower.
Cauliflowers, yeah.
The cauliflower. Yeah. Those are all in that family. They love it at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
They won't freeze.
Okay.
Lettuce won't freeze. It's not in the cabbage family. Spinach won't freeze.
Celery?
I don't know. I've never grown celery.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But those will all do well right through. The chards.
Oh, chards,
the mustards, mm-hmm. the kales. They will all be fine and mm-hmm. grow beautifully. Give them some good MicroLife vegetable. They have a vegetable fertilizer for them, and they'll just take off and do
wonderful.
And
what about the soil for my garden? What kind of soil should we be planting our veggies in?
Well, definitely the native soil mixed in with a good composty potting soil.
Okay. All righty.
There are lots of different choices out there. And they're all real good if you buy them from a home show garden pro.
Right.
I wouldn't buy them anywhere else.
Yeah. Box stores.
Because we're carrying what will do well. And we're not going to carry what doesn't do well.
Right. Locally. Mm-hmm.
Yes, local.
You know, and y'all have tested plants, mm-hmm. tried and true, and soils, and you know it works.
And another thing I might even consider, it's expensive, but it lasts you a long time, is John Ferguson's remineralizer.
Oh, yes.
Because a lot of the properties around Houston are on land that was pastured or rice farming, and the minerals have been taken out of that soil. So that'll help also to have really, really nutritious vegetables.
Yeah. And you know that remineralizer, mm-hmm. You spread it like chicken feed.
Yes. It's like sand.
Yeah.
Listeners, it's like sand. It's so easy to...
Right.
It's the easiest one to do spreading.
Right, right. Yeah. You can spread, and on everything.
Yes.
It can be lawn, garden,
doesn't matter,
landscaping.
Because it's organic.
So that's another good additive, mm-hmm. that is healthy and organic.
And it'll last you a long time.
Right. Oh, okay. So it's not something we have to, and here we go again. We don't have to have a schedule.
No.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Right. Because all of these organic materials are not going to burn your mm-hmm. lawns and gardens. They're just going to nurture it.
Yes.
And it's all about the soil. If we can get that soil healthy, not only are our plants going to grow, but
they'll be stronger.
Stronger. And I heard you mention to one of our callers about the little flies.
White fly.
Yeah. That if you've got something dying, it's going to attract these.
It'll attract bugs. That's how you know.
Mm-hmm, that you've got a bad problem in the soil.
There's a plant sending out a signal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
it doesn't mean to, but it does.
Right.
I'm sick. Come eat me.
I don't feel well. Yeah, come eat me. Or it's telling us, the humans, you know, come and take care of our soils.
Yes. Well, you also mentioned herbs.
Yes.
And there are a lot of cool season herbs to grow, too.
Okay.
Parsley and cilantro.
Oh, I love cilantro.
Yes. Cilantro reseeds itself. So buy one, it'll come back every year.
And it grows like crazy. Mine mm-hmm. does not need much nurturing.
Mm-hmm. By the time summer rolls around, it's gone. It'll come back.
Right.
Parsley is biennial. It means it'll grow 2 years and then it won't come back.
Really?
But it is a host for butterflies, especially the Texas swallowtail. So that's a good one to grow. Of course, rosemary, sage. You know, if you want to use sage in your recipes in the summertime, it's not in the grocery store.
Really?
They only bring it in the fall. Unless, of course, you go to a specialty place.
Okay.
So why not? A sage plant will cost you $1.99, $2.50, and you buy the dried sage to use in your fall recipes is way more expensive. Mm-hmm. Why not have that sage in your yard at all times?
Right. Or in a pot on your patio or balcony.
In a pot on your patio, yeah.
And that's what's so fun about the herbs. You can you can plant them in small locations and have the benefit. And I have one, I have a smaller trough on a side patio, and I've got lavender. And I have rosemary. Mm-hmm. I think those are the two that really, they exploded this summer. And
so
I,
hot and dry. It was their summer.
It was their summer. And and that's the patio that, you know, gets some heavy sun.
It bakes, yeah.
You know, and I sort of took care of it. But they were happy.
Yeah.
So you'll be pleased to know that when I was out visiting my youngest, we did some herb planting. They wanted to plant something, so we got a little, you know, a small little trough garden, and we planted some lavender. They wanted basil. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the third one was. So we planted that for them.
For our listeners who don't know this, basil is not going to grow through the winter.
Yes.
It likes it in the summer.
They're in San Diego.
Yes, yeah.
So they get a benefit of some really good planting. Yeah. But they're really enjoying it. It's on their patio, and they, you know, get to nurture it, and I ask them about it. So anyway, it's fun to pass that on to your kids, but it's a fun activity to do with small children too.
All four of my children were rebellious against the whole gardening thing.
Isn't that
when
funny?
They were young, and now all of them are deeply into it.
Isn't that fun? Yes.
And who was it? Somebody was saying, you know, if you, I don't know where I heard this, but you get a child interested in gardening, they're not going to, they're going to do well in life.
Well, John Ferguson last weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I believe his wife is some sort of a
psychiatrist.
Right.
Or, yeah,
right. She has an expertise. Mm-hmm. And she says studies show that when children are out in the gardens and doing gardening, that they are healthier and more productive, happier.
Yes.
Which makes sense because you and I like digging in the garden. You know, if you're not having a good day, go outside and get some of that vitamin D. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I've been here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Martyr Gardens, and we will return after this.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I am sorry I missed my cue to jump on here. I'm sorry about that. This is Sandy at Home Show Garden Pro Sports Radio 610. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Martyr Gardens. And as you know, and you've been listening to us, this is a co-op of home show gardeners here locally in the Houston, Harris County, Waller, Walker, Montgomery areas. And this weekend we had Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And next weekend we're going to have Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. They are north up off of 249. And then you've heard from John Ferguson with Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And he is more north between the Woodlands and Conroe, all unique and beautiful locations, sprawling. They have native plants. They have trees, shrubs, landscaping items. So anyway, go and visit some of our Home Show Garden Pros. And remember, you can go to homeshowgardenpro.com, homeshowgardenpros.com. And there's an Ask a Pro button. People can send in questions and pictures. It also lists all of our Home Show Garden Pros with a map so you can find out where they're all located. So we have been blessed to have Anita here from Nelson's. And we appreciate your time and coming out here early to the studio with us, Anita. So tell me more about Nelson's this weekend. What am I going to see when I come out to you guys?
We're going to see the landscape of Nelson's at night.
Ooh.
And, you know, a night garden is different from a day garden, so you get to see what our landscape crew has put in as far as lighting a pond and the different areas of the garden. But I don't think much people are going to pay very much attention to the lighting. I think there's going to be so much fun going on with the costumes.
Yes.
And the chili that my daughter-in-law is making. And live music.
That's
and then we
wonderful.
Have the rare plant people are coming, and they have plants for sale for you into rare plants.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have some of the other heirloom garden soils. And I think Sandy from the Garden Pros is going to be there. You can meet her in person and see what she looks like.
Yes, I will be there. I'll have a pumpkin shirt on and something funny on my head. I can't remember. I bought something. And
if you forget it, I've got a hat for you.
Or I could change them hourly. So it's Friday, October 28th.
Oh, and there's trick-or-treating.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Trick-or-treating.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And our table's going to have some trick-or-treating,
ooh,
too.
Ooh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Friday, October 28th, perfect way to end your evening.
And 5:30 to 7:30.
At Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, lovely location. I can't wait to see everybody. Come on out, even if you don't have a costume, even if you don't have kids, we'd love to see you.
Yeah.
It's been a great Saturday morning. We've had wonderful topics and lots of listeners and calls. So we appreciate all of you for listening and participating in our gardening ideas. So this has been Home Show Garden Pros. And Anita, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Sandy. And thank you, listeners.
Yes, thank you. We'll see you next Saturday morning.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.